renewable energy, when it's put onto the system, tends to cut household electricity bills, not push them up. It represents a very low-cost form of energy, which displaces other fossil fuel generators, which have very high fuel costs.
The central plank of the Coalition's policy has been to axe carbon pricing to ease pressure on electricity prices. You're saying it would have exactly the opposite effect.
And that's a misconception, I think, in that the carbon tax actually makes up a very small component of retail electricity prices. But that component is returned through the building of renewable energy. If the carbon price is removed, that renewable energy is not built, and the reductions in retail prices are not achieved.
So you're saying a carbon price of zero, which is effectively what the Coalition is proposing, would create unintended consequences for the Coalition, for Australia?
Yes, because there's a feedback with the renewable energy target. Without the carbon price's support for the renewable energy project development, you will not get enough renewables into the system, and electricity prices will be at the mercy of coal and gas prices, which are going up.
So this is completely counterintuitive to the public debate, because politically we are being told at the moment, axe the tax, get rid of a price on carbon, that will actually cut the price of retail electricity. You're saying exactly the opposite.
It is counterintuitive if you don't understand the relationship between carbon pricing and renewable energy. Without carbon pricing, the renewable energy target is really under threat of not being met, and that is what would raise electricity prices.
You've crunched the numbers. What's your best guess on price rises that we're looking at if Australia fails to meet that 2020 renewable target?
Well, I think you could see price rises of 5 to 10%, because if you don't have the renewables on the system, you're really subject to the rising gas prices, which are starting to take effect. And in 2020, we would expect those gas prices to be much higher as Australia begins to export a lot of its gas to international markets. And so the less renewables on the system, the more vulnerable the overall electricity grid will be to rising gas prices.
It's a point also made in another new report from global research house Bloomberg New Energy Finance. The Bloomberg report agrees that with less renewables, wholesale power prices will be higher. This is because there'll be less competition, and fossil fuel generators will be able to sell the power that they produce for more. On Radio National Breakfast, you're listening to Brett Harper, the Director of Research for Reputex. He's the principal author of a new study out today which concludes that abolishing Australia's carbon price will hit investment in renewable energy, directly leading to higher retail power prices. Brett Harper, the carbon price at the moment is only around $6 a tonne. Does that make all that much of a difference in terms of the economics? If we have no carbon price, surely that's not going to mean the difference between a project falling over and getting up an extra $6.
Well, there is a threshold there that gets crossed. That's because carbon pricing and green renewable energy pricing work together. They can expand and contract to compensate for the different market movements. But if you completely remove one, the carbon pricing, sending it to zero, then over the long term to 2020, the green certificate prices cannot expand enough to cover that cost.
Is this story well known within the industry? This is certainly not well known publicly, but within the industry, would these arguments be well known?
Yes, I believe so. The government and the Climate Change Authority have looked at these issues when they last visited the Renewable Energy Target Review last year and essentially found the same thing. If carbon pricing is removed or sent to zero, then the renewable energy target becomes threatened and we may not meet that target.
But it's more than that. It's not just its impact on renewables. You're saying that there will be a direct impact, a flow-on, to the price, the retail price of electricity in Australia.
Absolutely. The states with renewable energy benefit from lower energy costs when enough renewables are put onto the system.
So can you give us an example of where the large-scale rollout of renewables, say, for example, wind, is leading to downward pressure on retail electricity prices?
Yes, I think you can look to where the majority of Australia's wind energy is located, And the majority of that has been built in South Australia, which now has in excess of 20% renewables on their system. And we have seen that contributing to a lowering of electricity prices on the average.
And what's the feeling within the industry, the electricity sector?
Well, certainly for the renewable energy developers, they're very uncertain about the future, and that's why they're not investing in big projects right now. On the other hand, you have major coal-fired power plants that are very eagerly trying to get rid of as much of the target as they can so that they can generate more electricity and more profits.
But what you're saying is this policy of not pricing carbon is actually going to deliver uncertainty.
Yes. Not pricing carbon, which has largely been accounted for by all of the major players in the electricity and oil and gas sector, would be hugely disruptive.
You were commissioned by an environment group, WWF Australia, to compile this report. Is there a danger that your findings have been tainted by that?
Well, no, not really. We're an independent carbon and power analytics firm with a broad base of over 150 customers across Australia's largest emitting sectors, including coal electricity producers, major oil and gas producers, coal mining, metals manufacturers. And so our research is really widely viewed throughout Australia. It's not specifically just for WWF. They just simply employed us to give our opinion as experts. It's important to get the word out that simply getting rid of the carbon tax may have many of these unintended consequences in terms of the renewable energy target.
Brett Harper, thank you very much for talking to Breakfast.
Thank you.